Hi, I'm Paul Keenan, and you're about to start developing strength from the inside out with this podcast. I'm a personal trainer and mentor for trainers and coaches. With me, you won't get motivational fluff or hype. You will get a combination of brain science, real client case studies, transformational psychology, action steps, and some woo-woo wisdom, all rolled into one superset. If you're wanting more from your life, to feel better, look better, to heal, perhaps to have more and to be more, then this is the podcast for you. Because you're going to learn how to strengthen your mind and develop your awareness physically, mentally, and emotionally. All from the inside out. Welcome to the Mind Your Muscle Podcast. Hey everyone, on today's podcast, we have the brilliant Heather Shields. And Heather, to the best of my knowledge, is a publisher, editor, and ghost writer. Now, I'm going to let Heather explain exactly what that is because I would make a complete fucking balls of it. All right, so we will let Heather talk. And good to have you on. Nice to chat to you again. And yeah, let's hear you.
Good morning, Paul. It's so good to be here and so great to get chatting to you again. I haven't spoken in a wee while. You very kindly at the start of lockdown got me straight on getting the exercise going way back last year. So I am Heather Shields Publishing, and everyone asks, what is a ghostwriter? Top question. What is it? I don't write ghost stories, and I'm not overly scary, I hope and trust, but I do listen to people's stories. I love listening to people's stories. I get them on paper and ready to publish as a book, ebook, and audiobook. I'm also an editor and a publisher. So if someone's written a book, for any of us, myself included, whenever you come to write your story or write a piece of work, it's always really, really important to get other people to read it, to have a look at it. And I'm always thinking in terms of the reader, making sure that the flow's there, that it's easy to read, that it reads well. And then also I have a publishing company to make sure it's published and out there, shared with the world.
Fantastic. Now, tell me this. That's lots of different hats. But who are you?
Who am I? I'm a mom of three. So I am now into my wonderful 40s. So starting off on the second, I feel like I'm really starting into a new phase of life, Paul. I've had a lot of changes. So, you know, I've been a mom since I was 21, 22. So that's a big part of my identity. But I've also always worked, but I've made a number of life changes over the last 3-4 years, and started my own business last year. Before that, you know, I started out, I've had a varied career, but all of it, I mean, when you say a lot of hats, I think I've always worn a lot of hats. I've always been comfortable with that. I feel it keeps me energized and keeps me moving. Because if I get the momentum going on one project or something starts to slow, I'll move to another one, get the energy back in there. And I love my work. I started off as a journalist, then I went into PR. And then I worked with Alzheimer's Society for 10 years, which was fantastic across every aspect of the work that they do, including research. I was published in journals, in their operations and fundraising. But now in the background, I was always working on books. I'm a best-selling author myself. I always worked with people who were writing books or having short stories published and with magazines and some of the regional papers. So for me, it was a very natural next step. And for me also, all of those hats go very naturally together.
That's explained for me. Thank you. Brings me, I guess, up to date with, because really all I've known you as is publishing. All right. And through personal development. And that's obviously how we met. But you mentioned there that you joined me at the start of the first lockdown for what was at the time, I think, my first 5-day challenge. And it was like, I think that first one was all based on really training and nutrition, so just exercise and food. And it really was just to get people going and doing something whenever everywhere shut. But I suppose I'll ask you a few questions around it if we can, because it's something that, you know, we do run every few months. And why did you join that, or why did you feel the need to join that? Because it was pretty quick after.
Yeah. It was brilliant. Because you see, whenever like lockdown first happened, I remember I got my daughters are over in England at university. So I got them back really quickly. You know, that was my first priority, get them on a flight, get them back. In my own work with at that time, things were really, really busy, like really busy. So although there was lockdown and we were all moved to work from home, I was working more than ever. And the gyms had closed. And I think for me, the minute you put it out, I just wanted to get involved because I wanted to keep moving. I was like, I thought, well, that will be a really good way of shifting. I was getting a little bit, at that time, at the start of lockdown, I think a lot of people were quite, oh my goodness, what's this? And there was a lot of fear. And for me, exercise and getting connected with people in that way is always a way of moving that. It keeps me feeling good, keeps me focused. And I loved it. I do remember having a photograph with broccoli in my head and we were minding what we were eating. I'm cooking the food. And it's just that the group as well, you know, you keep each other going. It had you up in the morning, you were on the call, doing the exercise. It was great fun. I really enjoyed it.
Good. Yes. I do recall maybe a broccoli on the head
aspect of it. I think that was just me. I'm not sure that was what you asked for.
It probably was. It was something, yeah. So we do daily tasks in that, and it's the kind of, it's the challenge beliefs. It's to push you out of your comfort zone. It's to gain a little bit of compliance. So like some people come in and think, what's the point of this? But there's always a method in the madness. There's always a process to the process, and a reason that we're doing things. And for me, like that, what was a 5-day challenge has really evolved now into a complete week. We've added an extra couple of dimensions to it, where there is a full week of kind of personal development and programming through it. Excuse me. And as well, we have emotional support through mindfulness and meditation as well every evening. So it's, for me, it's a complete package now over the course of the week, and it's still free. I can't believe that I'm still giving it away for free. Because I was told the last time somebody actually got on a call with me and said that they would have paid like about £100 for that entire week, for what they got out of it and what it set them up to do. And that was from the last one that we ran. So every one that we were on, we're growing and getting better and trying to develop and progress. In terms of you and your own maybe kind of approach to health and self-care, what do you do?
What do I do? I absolutely love self-care, and I love looking after myself, and I mean that in the very best sense. I would say there were, for a lot of years, I was, you know, the children's activities, you were running them too. I had grandparents who needed a lot of help and support as they got older, and my time was extremely limited. I had young children, and I did kind of put myself to the back burner. You know, I felt that I was running about after them, and I maybe looked fit enough sometimes, not always. But over the last 4 or 5 years, I started going to the gym for the first time. I started working out, doing weights, all of that. And I couldn't believe the difference that it made to me. I just felt I had so much more energy. I felt a lot more positive. I was doing other things as well. But I just loved the gym. I loved the gym. I loved going. I loved doing the weights, doing the training. And at the minute, I had started the business. I've been focused a lot on the business and the family. And actually, I really miss the gym. I walk the dog every day. I do exercise. I eat well. And for me, a big part of my routine is doing meditations, doing my gratitude, thinking about my goals. Whenever we first met a couple of years ago, Paul, I remember you talking me through kind of self-image as well. And that for me made a big difference, you know, thinking about who you are, how you want to show up, what you're saying. And that's really how I look after myself. I be mindful of what I'm saying I'm not always 100% perfect, but I'd be mindful of what I'm saying to people. I'd be mindful of how I'm talking to myself. That was a big learning for me. You know, what's that wee voice saying to you inside your head? And one of the things that really works for me is if I'm starting to feel in any way overwhelmed or tired. Now, if I'm sleepy, that's a different thing. But if I'm feeling tired in the afternoon, it's just getting up and getting out for a walk, getting into the fresh air straight away and getting my body moving.
Yeah, and I love the gym, and I love people who love the gym. And although my business is probably, the way it's going is predominantly now online, but I still encourage clients, if they can, to get into a gym at some point. Now, you know, I have clients who work with me who prefer to train at home. It suits. And they still get results. We, at the minute, you know, it's for the work they're doing, it's 100% results. But there's an aspect of social contact. There's an aspect of changing the environment that you're working out in, of actually training kind of not necessarily in front of other people, but with other people there. Mm-hmm. There is an extra motivation to do that. And, you know, I do try and create a little bit of that with our group sessions. I still do Zoom sessions. There's so many people out there in the industry that knock it, but I love it. I actually love to do it myself, and I love to do it with the clients, and I love the banter, and I love after it as well, whenever they all put their messages into the group about how they felt and what I've done for them. And ultimately, you know, it's enjoyable and it's getting results. And for me, I'm not going to, I guess, pander to other people's beliefs and ideas around that. And it's like, this shit works. I fucking enjoy it. They enjoy it. So, I mean, I'm sitting here recording this, and I know you guys can't see it, but I've got an octopus on the wall behind me made out of paper chains. So, like, I'm all right with that kind of stuff.
And you see, when I was saying, like, I was on the Zoom calls whenever, you know, I think it absolutely works. You know, with classes, I'm thinking classes. For me, whenever I first started to work out, it was the gym. That's what you did then. But like so many things now, we're doing over Zoom. And it works in the same way. You know, you have that group set, and you have, you know, the Facebook chat or wherever the chats are, you have that group feeling. So though I send you, it's the classes. It's just having somebody like you there to hold you accountable. I remember, you know, in one of the classes I was on with you, you know, it was just like, right, do you want to put your cameras on? You know, everybody's checking in. Then we were all there at the end with the red faces. It's just having somebody looking out for you, keeping you going. And I find the classes with other people does help me to stay accountable.
Yeah. And like you're talking about red faces there and seeing other people on the camera and stuff. Normally at the minute, this morning, I got a couple of middle fingers and shakings of the head and different things. Although, you know, we cannot completely recreate the in-person experience, we can still have aspects of that. And I think what I want and I would love to do is an aspect of what I really can see as a hybrid model where we can do online like that, but then, you know, we can also meet up at different times and have, you know, like group sessions, group meetups, that aspect of it. Because at the minute right now, as we're recording this, I have a community that's split. And I don't mean divided, I mean split. I mean, like, half of my community is in the County Antrim area and the other half is in County Tyrone, mostly around Omagh direction. Yeah. So, you know, we've two strong hubs there. And I think whenever we get back into the full flow of our environment, hopefully the way it was in inverted commas, then we can recreate and bring even more to what it is that we give and as an experience.
Yeah.
But if I can get back to like you and your role and get off the topic of me, because this isn't about me and my business.
Well, I think the health and fitness, you know, it's pretty important.
So in your role, what's like, say, what's the biggest surprise maybe you've experienced in the last 3, 6, 12 months?
The biggest surprise? Good question. Oh, it's a bit, oh, lots of happy surprises. All mostly good surprises. I think the biggest surprise has been that once I made the decision, and the final decision, Paul, you know me of old, I make a decision, but I really stepped into the decision, how quickly things unfolded. So that for me was the biggest thing. And was how quickly people stepped forward as well to meet me. And I just feel really privileged in terms of the people that I'm working with, and the way things are. I'm very, very privileged. Yeah, I am, in terms of the people I'm working with. You know, everyone that I'm working with at the moment, and the clients that are booked in, you know, they're people that I really respect. They're people that I want to work with and who want to work with me. And that's a lovely place to be in. You know, we have met, we've chosen to work together. We're collaborating on something that's important to us both. And it's a lovely way to work. And I do feel very privileged.
So just to kind of clarify and make sure that the listeners understand, maybe what we're talking about there is an aspect of making a decision around our role and what it is that we're going to do, stepping into that and actually taking full responsibility.
Very much so, because I think I had been doing this, and collaborating with people very quietly in the background for a long time. And I suppose, like, I had been involved in an organisation that was very meaningful to me, that I'd got involved with whenever my granny, who was extremely close to me, was diagnosed with dementia, and I wanted to make a difference. And I knew that I wanted to move on at some point, but there kept being another, like, really interesting project that was making a difference. You know, it was getting research closer, it was getting, but actually, I think the biggest surprise has been that I could make the decision to step out. The workplace was fantastic, and that actually it was okay. You know, I think for anybody, there's a fear and there's a risk that you feel at that point. And the biggest surprise has been that it was the right time and the right people are there, and it's evolving.
Yeah, and there's an element of trust and belief and faith, and it doesn't come like right away. That takes time. And you know, I've been through it, and I've had other guests recently in the podcast that have been through it, and also probably episodes after yours that are coming after yours will have the same kind of theme. So we've talked about the surprise. What has been the biggest challenge lately?
The biggest challenge, I would say, is probably my time management. So I have and I don't mean that in the sense of, I schedule things and all of that, but there's been a number of really good opportunities, and I don't know about anybody else, but sometimes it's like, right, it has to go and it has to happen now. So, you know, in terms of time management, when you're fitting extra things in. So that has been the biggest challenge. And really for me, it is just being upfront with people and saying, look, what's your time frame like in this? Can we move this? And making sure that it works for everyone involved.
Yeah, that aspect of time protection, in a way.
That's a good word.
The no's and the yeses, you know, that I understand that that's important. Episode a couple ago was with Linda Carmichael, and you know, we talk a lot about time management and how we can do things to protect that and the importance of it. And staying within your role, what do you do in order to maybe stay on top of things or keep yourself up to date? Or, you know, is there learning? Is there continued learning and development?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm always learning. So I would always be doing courses. I'm in different networks and groups in terms of publishing. I'm a co-founder of the Self-Publishing Network, along with Karen Newton. And in there, we have lots of published and self-published authors and writers, editors, proofreaders. So there's a whole community of people in there. So if I have a question, I know I can go in there, post it, and somebody will be able to help me out, and vice versa. If I can offer help within that group, you know, I'll do it. I think it's hugely important to keep up to date and keep involved with other people in your industry. I have found the publishing industry very, very open. You know, I'd say most of the people I've met have been very open and willing to share. And it does feel like a really healthy, good community to be part of. And I think, yeah, definitely keeping up to date. I'm also a desktop publishing coach. So in terms of people who want to self-publish, I will coach them through that as well.
The aspect there, you know, and this is important for me, obviously, from personal development and ongoing growth, really, is to want to continue to learn and to learn about and learn new things. And for me, well, that's kind of the whole point of learning, you know, that we are broadening our horizons in a way. And, you know, I've been through what I consider to be steep learning curves over the last couple of years. I know that in the past I would have called them failures, and it's easy to say and or to ask the question, like, what is your biggest failure? But maybe the more appropriate question is there anything that springs to your mind that was a steep learning curve for you in the last few years?
Many things. And I think, you know, failure really does need to be reframed. Whenever you listen to anybody who has made any kind of major success, and whatever that means to them, you know, if they've built a really strong family, if they've built a home, they've built a really good business, they've built wealth, whatever it is, there's been lots of what we might term failures, but it's all learning, you know, and it's how you use it and how you go on to the next thing. In terms of big failures, I suppose one of the things would be on a personal level, would be that obviously my marriage broke down. So our family is in a different way. And that could be seen as a failure, but that was part of our journey, and it was the right thing at that time, and the right thing for everyone involved, to be honest. And I think very rarely is that said. And I think for anybody who is at a place where potentially they're considering a separation, or that their marriage isn't working, you know, I would definitely be wanting them to reframe that and to be as kind to themselves as they can be.
You're right. I mean, reframing, and I use that a lot with clients, in terms of, you know, if we try and make a decision, or we have this belief around what something means and it's not what we want, then I'm always encouraging, well, can we reframe it? And it's not this aspect of how is this positive, because we're not into that.
Yeah. That
toxic positivity.
Which
I'm loving those two buzzwords at the minute. toxic positivity, where it's like, okay, well, you know, there has to be a positive and all that. And I was guilty of that before in the past, you know, but it was well-intentioned, and I understand where people are coming from, but it's like, how can we reframe it so that we can maybe make sense of it a little bit better, or maybe challenge the belief in a way?
Well, I've spoken openly about it before, and I know I have written about it as well, but like, at the end of the day, yes, there have been positives that come out of it, but there was no putting a positive spin up. You have to go through things sometimes. And I love the way you said about the steep learning curves, because that's the time when, I don't know about you, but there's been times in my life when maybe things haven't went the way I thought, or even wanted them to. And it is that kind of baptism by fire, it can feel like at times, but you have to go through it. And there can be tears, there can be many different emotions and feelings. And it's not always trying to see the positive, but it's how to see what's the next step, what can you do next, where are you going? So for me, in terms of, like, my grandparents had died, who I was very close to, and my marriage was breaking down. And I also knew that my career needed to change, that I was changing from someone who had been so passionate to reconsidering what I wanted to do next. I was starting to think, what's the next 10 years? You know, I was approaching 40. And I needed to think, what's next? My children were, you know, starting like GCSEs and A-levels. So that was another life change that was coming. But really it was a chance to look at, what do I want to do? What do I want to do next? And I became very focused on that, on setting goals, on where I was wanting to go and what was next for me and for the family.
And people have to, I think, maybe have it drummed into them. And I am always trying to drum this into my clients that what we're talking about there is progress, and progress isn't always linear.
So no, sure it's not.
It's not like, you know, it's like, oh yeah, it's just like step step after step, and you're just increasing and going up the ladder. It's a fucking roller coaster. There's loops in it. Sometimes the seatbelt isn't on. There's stuff falling out of your pockets. You know, it's crazy at times, our journey. And I know, and I say learning curve, and I've used the word breakdown before and breakthrough. I hope personally I don't have to have the same learning curve that I had in the last couple of years, because it was as steep as I would want anybody to go. But that recognition is important, that I've come out of it. And even though I know I definitely fucking don't want to go anywhere near that again, I know that I've come out of it. And I've come out of it the other side, and I'm feeling stronger from it. And I think, again, when we're talking about reframing, it's about, how can we learn from that? What can we say we changed? What can we say we're doing? And obviously, who we're being now, the person that we're being now, different, better, stronger, maybe more knowledgeable, understanding, empathetic, I suppose.
Yeah. More humble, more human, all the good things that come out of it as well, you know. And I think in going through, having the courage to, like, it's a big step, even trying to establish a business, you know. It's something very few people do, and it is putting yourself out there. And that changes you, you know, even taking on all the responsibility, knowing that it's up to you. It does change you as a person in a very good way. And I totally recognize what you're saying about the roller coaster. Oh my word, the number of times. And I do feel that seems to be somehow, from my experience of talking to people and working with people, from my experience, that does seem to be necessary, or just part of the journey. And even with clients and people that I work with, you know, if you're writing a book and putting a book out there in the world, that's a massive journey. You know, nobody, that process of writing a book, Mark Victor Hansen, who is a co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul series, you know, he speaks very much about, whenever you start writing a book and you finish, you're not the same person. You know, I see people change over that course in a good way. And then if you write a book, you know, you really have to put yourself out there. It's all written down. It's your story. It's the words you want to share. And it really changes people.
The aspect of progress and it not being linear, you know, I always want to make sure that anybody listening who is involved in maybe changing their health, their fitness, their body shape, weight loss, fat loss, etc., understands that it is exactly the same in that scenario, but it's on the other aspect of people expecting maybe constant progress, growth, and climbing step on step with maybe business or personal development or whatever, also should understand that whenever it comes to weight loss, fat loss, changing their body shape, that is also not linear. Like, it doesn't just go down in a nice little slope, like a ski slalom. And this is something that I, you know, fight with clients every week. There very rarely is your week goes past, and I know that today's Friday, and Friday for us is like check-in day, and I haven't checked my inbox yet, but I know there'll be somebody in there who's beating themselves up because they've either plateaued with their stats, or they've gain somewhere or whatever. And it's exactly the same on the other end of the scale that is never just a straight line coming down. It is just another roller coaster. You will go up and you'll go down and you will do loops and you will feel sick and you will be annoyed and you'll ask yourself, why am I doing this? And it's like, it's just the other side of the process.
Yeah. Completely. And it can be so frustrating whenever you're like eating well and you're exercising and you see those figures go up. And I always just tell myself it's the muscle building.
Yeah. So, just what, you know, whatever you need to tell yourself to believe. I like to make clients aware that it's coming, that there's a feel coming here, there's a shit week coming. We're ready for it. I'm looking forward to it because I know that every time that happens, it's actually a platform for development. It's a platform to push forward from. So rather than seeing it as a negative and as something that we don't want, I'm actually like telling them, no, we want this. We want this to happen so that we can step forward and grow from it. And that's the place where I want my clients' heads to be at, that we're making it the rule rather than the exception. So I guess I have one more question.
I just want to say really quickly on that. I love that because I think in life, if we're sharing what we know in a way to prepare, help others prepare, you know, if we're part of somebody's journey and we're like with me, with the books, you know, you have an opportunity to prepare people. You know, I'd always be prepared people. I'm going to try and say that again, preparing people, because as the book gets closer normally to publication, there's a very natural fear. It almost is like the moment when you realize I'm going to have to talk about this and I'm really put myself. And it's that moment where actually people, anyone I work with, they step into it. It's that moment of, right, am I absolutely sure this is me? This is what I'm saying, you know? But that preparation, yeah, really good message. I like the fact that you do that. I think that's really important.
Yeah, and it is preparation. And it's like preparing to feel. And that's what we're doing. It's like, well, you know, what's the worst case scenario here? Let's play it out. Because when you play it out, then whenever, if it happens, well, you've already done it. You've already gone through it in your head. So you've just got to move through it, through the solution. So I'm wondering, maybe as I ask you what's maybe going to be the last question, that if you were to have a billboard somewhere prominent, what would it say on it?
Tell your story. I think I meet people every single day. I've always been one of those people. I think it's very fitting that I would end up helping people tell their stories, because I've always been the kind of person, you know, you sit down the bus and somebody tells you their story, or you sit down, and I love connecting with people. But I think one of the things that I really love is learning about people, who they really are, what their story is. And I don't mean not necessarily tell it in a book, or, you know, everyone has a book in them, but tell your story, you know, share your learning, share your understanding, because you just don't know how you'll reach somebody or how you'll touch somebody, how you'll help them keep going. So that would be my billboard: tell your story.
And I love that, because that's exactly what I tell our clients, in that, you know, everything that we're doing in the business right now is all organic growth, and it's all through word of mouth, it's all through referrals, it's all through client results, and them actually having conversations with their friends and realizing the impact that they can have in other people's lives by just sharing things that they've been through, whether they be positive or negative. That's not up to you to decide how someone else is going to experience that, but I think it's your duty in order to tell your story in whatever way you can. So it's been great chatting to you, and we have come in on time. I was aiming for around the 30-minute mark, and we are there. So just before we close off, where can our listeners who have a story in them connect to you?
Thanks so much for having me on, Paul. Great chatting to you. And I would love to connect with the listeners. They can find me at heathershieldspublishing.com or the Self Publishing Network. I have a network on Facebook, so they can find me there. Or, you know, message me. I'm on all the social medias, Instagram, Heather Shields Publishing, LinkedIn, and Facebook, Heather Shields. So just get in touch.
Well, Okay, brilliant. What I'll do is I'll try and hook one or two of those into the show notes. Not all 10 of them or how many there was there, I don't know. But we'll get something hooked up in the show notes so that somebody can get in touch with you. And we'll get some more books published this year. And yeah, we'll change the world. So thanks for coming on. Thank you for your energy, and thank you for your words of wisdom and for telling us your story today.
Thanks so much. Thank you, Paul.
If you're ready to gain strength from the inside out, improve your life, and see what you can achieve, then make sure you register for our free, I say free, it's free at the time of the recording, Love Yourself, Love Your Health Week. This is something that we do run every few months, and if you're listening to this at the time of its release, then registration for the next Love Yourself Week closes this week, Friday, April 23rd. It's a nice mix of exercise, food support, mindset coaching, mindfulness, and meditation. All for women. Except me. Everything you need to lose weight, get fitter, move better, gain body confidence, shift your focus, reduce anxiety, and learn to love who you are even more is provided for you that week. The link to register is in the show notes of the podcast. Registration is super smooth, super simple, and will only take about 30 to 40 seconds when you click the link. What are you waiting for? Go and get registered. This is your chance to tell your story.
Thanks for listening to the whole podcast. If you're someone who enjoys seeing other people grow, then please share this podcast with your friends and family. If you found help through my voice and message, then I'm sure that they will too. So please share it on social media, share it via text, WhatsApp, and your DMs. Be present, challenge your own beliefs, trust the process, take action, be the community. So please, for every episode I share with you, I'd love you to share that podcast directly with someone else. And if you have questions, I'm there to help too. You can email me questions to paul@volumefitness.co.uk. I might even use your question for a future episode. And lastly, I do have one more request. And you only have to do this once, by the way. I want to reach and help more people, and you can help me with that. So if you can, please leave my podcast a fantastic review on iTunes. That way we can both help others gain strength and belief, all from the inside out. Thanks for listening.